Okay, so this patient is COPD, 62 pack year history of smoking. Questions just asking which of the following we would expect to see in a patient with COPD. Now, look, those with COPD are going to be chronic CO2 retainers. Okay, they have decreased area for gas exchange. They've got a mix of chronic bronchitis, emphysema. Emphysema is destruction of the surface area of the alveoli for gas exchange. So chronic CO2 retainers. So they're going to have chronic respiratory acidosis. Now, an important concept regarding respiratory acid-base disturbance is that in the acute setting, we are not going to get a change in bicarbonate to compensate. All right. So let's say we had an acute respiratory acidosis. You just hold your breath for, let's say, 90 seconds. Okay. And your CO2 builds up in the blood. Your pH goes down, your bicarb's going to stay the same. All right. It takes 12 to 24 hours minimum for your bicarb to really start to move. So, in COPD, however, we have a chronic respiratory acidosis, which is evidenced by an increase in bicarbonate. Bicarb's obviously alkaline, it's basic. So, it's going to balance out the increase in CO2, which is acidic. So, it's not even just in general in a qualitative theoretical sense where we're like, oh, like COPD, they'd be chronic CO2 retainers. It's actually, if you looked at, if we did ABGs, arterial blood gases on this patient, we would see increased bicarbonate. And that in and of itself would actually objectively indicate that we have a chronic respiratory acidosis. So this patient, yeah, CO2 would be elevated, bicarbonate would be elevated, and pH would be in the normal range. That's a chronic respiratory acidosis. There's a lot we can chat about on this topic. Could literally give 90-minute presentation on this acid-base stuff. But I think the key point is you knowing for USMLE that in acute respiratory disturbances, whether you're hyperventilating, such as an asthma, a pulmonary embolism, yeah, if you're in an acute setting, your bicarb will not change. Okay, that's the key point. Whereas in the chronic setting, COPD, obesity, hypoventilation syndrome, your bicarb will change. So answer here, increased renal retention of bicarbonate. So other answers, choice A and B, decreased CO2 in the blood. That is not going to be the case as once again we have CO2 retention. Choice C, decreased lactic acid production. It's just a distractor. Okay. We could make various arguments about lactic acid, but I just threw that in there for the sake of it. If anything, if you're hypoxic, we could contend that lactic acid should be increased, not decreased. But patients tend to have normal lactic acid levels anyway in COPD. And choice D, increased renal retention of protons. That doesn't make sense because protons are acidic and we would want the kidney retaining bicarbonate to compensate for the high CO2. Okay, that's it.